This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner, Tuesday night.
I gotta say, I will thank the NSA for listening, though.
Oh, no, they listen.
They don't have to thank me. I will thank them.
I will guarantee there's one guy dedicated to listening to this show every fucking week.
Oh, I'm sure he just listens to it. He just found it on the fucking internet. It's not like we're getting turned in.
If someone's getting paid to listen to this show,
it should be me.
More power to him.
That's just probably one part of his day, I guess, maybe. You know what I mean? He listens to it. He scans all kinds of shit.
It's like his Wednesday afternoon thing, because they scoop up the Tuesday intelligence.
Right.
And then it's just something, he just flips through it. It's not like he listens to the whole show.
Yeah, he just searches for tag words like
Barack Obama, Vladimir Putin,
Michelle Obama's arms.
Killing Obama.
Ebola.
You can't really say that.
Anthrax envelope.
November 2014. You're listening to the Intel Scanner.
Oh, it's the 4th. 14. Oh. Nice, though.
Well, 2014.
No, it's not.
It's 2014.
Pretty sure it's the 4th.
It's the 4th.
Oh, I thought you said 14, November 14th.
No, it's the 4th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys
2014.
You guys know what tomorrow is?
Wednesday.
No, it's the 5th.
Remember the 5th of November.
The 5th of November. We're coming up on 1 year, Intel Scanner. This would be the 1 year anniversary, I would say.
Yeah.
This would be the 1 year anniversary show.
Shit. 1 year of Intel Scanner.
The 5th of November.
It's not 2 year.
No. Nope,
I could have swore you guys have been around longer than that.
No.
No. We're just the baby.
Just killing it now tonight. Depopulation agenda.
Just learning how to walk.
It's going down. I thought it'd be fun, like at the beginning of the show, if we just threw out a bunch of different ideas that we thought, rather than focusing on one right away, just start throwing them out there. Fukushima. I think that's probably the biggest.
It's least talked about right now.
Largely not being talked about.
I don't think it was planned, but I definitely think they're allowing shit to keep going. I mean, they're funding everything. They're funding the whales. They're funding the sharks. They're funding the fucking Galapagos tortoise. But they're like, you know something? We're just going to let fucking nuclear waste.
We were discussing this earlier, and my colleague to my right doesn't think that it was government caused or whatever, but it could have been. I'm saying it could have been. I don't know either way.
Are you talking about the...
About what we were talking about, like earthquake technology, like Nikola Tesla's earthquake technology, and using that to start a big earthquake.
I do not think that man can create enough power for a 9.5 earthquake.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know about that.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with that also.
But who knows?
It's on record. Tesla's whole earthquake thing is a matter of public record. That's a real thing.
Until they do.
I mean, yeah, you can start an earthquake with fracking.
Because you guys are going to be one side of the scale, so I got to be the other side.
Well, doesn't fracking like a 4.5 or some shit? Isn't
dude, 9.5. How many times power is 9.5 than 4.5?
Well, I think it's a logarithmic scale, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it's like
a million.
Each one is doubling over.
Yeah,
it
becomes a million times.
I'm just saying that's unplanned. And they're causing that much resonance in the ground. If they were to actually shoot for the fucking moon, to shoot for fucking 9 or 10, I think they could really do it.
So Fukushima's a big one. And we don't have to get bogged down just on that right
killing
now.
Killing a third of the world's oceans and lands is part of the revelation agenda.
The price of Pacific tuna
is as a guy who come from Alaska, and everybody who lives there depends on the wildlife as part of the economy, because of the Fukushima, because of the climate change and everything that's been going on, they're getting poorer and poorer. They're getting poorer and poorer, and nobody even wants to take a look at that.
Is the fishing still strong up there?
No.
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 Totally fell off, huh?
No. It'll be done in probably 10 years, if that.
What about
there? You have it.
Everything's dying up there. Everything's dying in the whole Pacific.
So let's just say
the water's too warm. What happens is the water gets so warm they can't absorb the oxygen out of it.
So we can all agree though that
the water doesn't hold enough oxygen when it gets to a certain temperature, and then they suffocate and die.
They adapt.
We can all agree that at least
sounds like Fukushima's
a pressing issue.
Adaption doesn't happen they won't adapt by 2015 or they won't adapt by 2016. If they're going to adapt, it'll be 5,000 years from now.
I think isn't it depending on the complexity of the fish or whatever the fuck we're talking about. There's a Punnett square and you can base that on their fucking genome, I think, and find out how many generations you'd have to go through in order to get something to
mutate. Evolve.
Yeah.
There we go. I was like, mutate. There we go.
Evolve, mutate,
become meta. That's like the new mutant friendly.
So if this was done on purpose to Fukushima, then. There that would say that there is an agenda to try and depopulate not only the humanity, but also with, I mean, 2/3 of the fishes in the oceans, 2/3 of the lands. I call it the revelation agenda, technically, because they're trying to follow the revelation.
Well, that can't be right. Those rich people love that caviar.
I mean, they do. I don't know why they would. I'm thinking they've got a lot of stuff stored away now.
You got to think.
But who wants to depopulate? Who is?
That's what we're going to get into later in the show.
We're
going to discuss the issues right now. Yeah, we're definitely going to get into that.
And then get into who's behind all this.
Right. So let's go. So viruses. Let's jump from Fukushima.
Okay. Back to
viruses.
What do you think about shutting down the borders? To keep Ebola out
immediately.
Of the United States.
Australia
I've spoken for a lockdown border for long. I mean, we've been at war with the communists for, 80 years? And we still have an open border? Much less the war on terrorism and drugs and blah, blah, blah. Let's take it back to the war on communism.
Let's
and we still haven't
like
closed
this.
The border? I mean, it's stupid.
Okay, let's look at it like this. If someone flies on a plane and they got Ebola, right? Mm-hmm. And they get off in the United States. They know where they came from, right? They know how many people were on that plane. Where the people were. But if you shut down the borders, they're going to go anyway. And you know what you do when they go anyway? You lose the ability to track them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
That's why.
That's the alleged.
That's why it spread. Right. That's why it spread so bad in Africa is because they shut the borders down and people were so scared they went anyway.
And they don't have a sanitation system there either. Because
they couldn't track them.
How can they afford a plane ticket anyways?
Well, no.
I know. Why don't they just stay there and fucking help their people?
They probably rode a goat over the border, like just.
Yeah, still got to fly.
I bet you they rode a goat.
They probably did.
It's probably where fucking Ebola came from riding goats.
Riding goats.
They're like, fuck the border, fuck them Mexicans. We'll show them how to do it.
It's not the Mexicans I'm worried about coming over the border. It's whoever else and wants to.
Guatemalans.
It's bullshit.
Damn Guatemalans. Yeah. South Americans.
Honduras.
It's you can't like hate all immigration coming in here, but you have to be pretty shocked at how wide open our southern border is. I mean, after all these years, it's like, what?
Here's the thing with that. China is kind of taking over Central South America. And the indigenous people are coming up this way more and more. South America is going to be took over by China by the next 10 years. I mean,
it's not only there. Last year, people from China bought more homes in this country than residents did.
That's a fun fact. I like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
But
that's crazy.
I mean, because the housing market was low, all the prices were low. And see what you got to think, China's got a lot of motherfuckers over there. And on top of it,
there are a bunch of disgusting
there's a lot
pigs.
Of rich fucks over in fucking China, too. And they send all their kids over here to go to all of our fucking schools and shit. And they don't just set them up in a dorm with some fucking spending money. They buy them cars. They buy them a house.
Fly their
friends over. No fucking worries. Chinese people are actually pretty fun to fucking know. I mean, they got the baddest fucking parties. That's all I'm saying.
They get freaky, man. Them Chinese people get freaky.
I've never been with a Chinese one.
The Asian persuasion.
You ain't never been with no sideways?
Nope.
You ain't never been with no sideways?
Gotta get sideways.
That's some
of the best stuff. Chinese pussy. Gotta get sideways. Now that's a fucking slogan.
That's a t-shirt.
That's fucking, that's an Edward Bernays slogan for Chinese pussy.
I think that's a Billboard top fucking 40 right there.
That's an Edward Bernays. He'd like
getting sideways. Sitting sideways, actually, I think is a, like a rap song or something.
Don't you tell me what
I don't know if they were talking about Chinese. I think they were probably talking about fucking drugs or something.
Getting sideways, yo.
Getting sideways. Maybe that is what they meant. I don't know.
Where's that whiskey, by the way? Not to change the subject, but is it here? Is there some of your stuff?
Yep. Right here. Crown Royal.
I'll go grab it if you didn't.
Keep the fire stoked.
The banter. What's in that?
All right, so.
Just stuff?
You're going to be my Ninja Turtle. That's Crown Royal.
The Ninja Turtle.
You are the Ninja Turtle.
I want to be a. I like turtles.
Everybody's a Ninja Turtle tonight.
Then, well, you know.
Raphael passes it to Leo. Over to Donatello.
That's diet.
Why do I gotta be the purple one? Like what are you trying to say?
Okay. Yeah, but we got Stat Guy over there, Splinter, tonight.
Master no Splinter.
He's no Master shit. Splinter. Tearing it up.
Definitely Master Splinter. Definitely. All right, so we got viruses attacking the entire world. You got to think, depopulation does not really just affect our country alone. As a matter of fact, I think our country is one of the ones that is going to have a lot of the people spared because we like to work.
But if you're going to support a theory of depopulation, you got to back it up with who is doing it and why.
We'll get to that. I mean, this is an attack. Not only thank you very much.
Yeah, this is not just like a recent thing.
This is an attack
either.
On humanity. This is an attack on our very genetics, our generation,
GMO foods, the
ability to make, propagate, to continue our line to within three generations of eating GMO foods.
Our kids are stupid as fuck.
Can't even reproduce anymore. And we're about the second generation in, basically, right now, from GMO foods.
Oh, fucking
so
chicken
our grandkids nuggets. And grandkids' kids are going to be sterile when already the birth rate in the United States for the people that are already here is 1.2 children per every two children.
Remember when it was 2.3?
That is a population reducing number right there.
Wasn't the old saying always like two cars, a garage, and 2.3
kids or something? Yeah.
In order now for
so wired
the species.
Hey. Now we're down to a trailer and a fucking beat up car and one kid.
Yeah. A 93 Honda.
So people are having less kids. There's going to be less fucked up people in the world. Why are we complaining then?
Because left that is fucking able fucking body
I'm down for
depopulation.
I'm down
being
for,
put to work.
Well, I'm just saying I'm down for depopulation as
we
long
need
as it gets rid of all the dumbasses.
Way more people to seed all of these new bases that we're going to build on the moon and Mars and the next place that we can and everywhere else in the whole galaxy, the whole universe.
Two or three
we need more humans. Period.
Exactly.
To fill up the rest of this universe. This is a big place. The Earth isn't the only place we can live.
Oh, yeah,
we have technology that could be used.
I have to disagree with you on that. I think people need to curb breeding. That's,
you think?
Yeah.
No, I agree with Nate. Why are we complaining about depopulation? Like, that might actually be a
I'm
good
just
thing.
Trying to bring it to the
That
fucking...
might actually be a good thing. Like, think about it. There
we don't have
stress on the
We don't have enough resources to... allow everybody to live.
Bullshit. Right.
So depopulation exactly. could be a
Bullshit.
Good thing.
America was consuming more than it produced for the year.
It's not because we can't produce it. It's because we've made so much
bureaucracy. I gotta watch American Idol, motherfucker.
Laws about rules and laws about farming and industry and all these things that corporations are being able to have giant big farms that they control in their own way, and all the little guys are out and being shut
exactly.
down.
So
all
you mean
farms,
like some Monsanto shit?
They don't want to. They don't want to grow shit. Your food. They want to control your food.
That's naming right there, Monsanto.
Now that's one of the
dead.
Ones behind there,
Monsanto, the corporation. Wants us all to die painfully.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's one name right there.
They don't want
drag
us to die.
They want
us
to drag it out long
time.
Enough and keep buying their shit.
75 years.
No, Zyklon B was a pretty quick one.
Monsanto developed the cure for Ebola way back then. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we were discussing.
Know, isn't that crazy that we've come full circle back to Ebola?
Well, we were.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, we were discussing the alleged Holocaust earlier.
We came back full circle.
And so being a Holocaust believer. You're saying that Zyklon B was used there. So Monsanto is definitely Definitely deep in the depopulation game, right?
I will not disagree with that.
You won't disagree, but you're not disagreeing to what I didn't say, or what?
No, I'm just saying I need to be careful about how I say it.
Oh, no. This is a free speech zone. This is
for entertainment purposes only.
Don't be afraid to go to hell. It doesn't exist.
So this is a free speech zone also, right? Who are you worried about offending?
All I'm saying is, like, okay, if the Holocaust didn't happen, please explain to me all them fucking dead bodies that they showed, the twisted up fucking...
The ones in pictures?
Okay. I mean, how many dead bodies were literally in those pictures?
Okay, so if they weren't real humans, what were they, Mr.
Potato? Could they have been transferred bodies from fucking Russia because Stalin killed fucking 10 times many more people than fucking Adolf ever even dreamed of?
Dude, still to this day. People besides the Russian were taking pictures. Americans took pictures. The British.
Yeah, but couldn't have, like, Russia and Germany been having some kind of behind the scenes thing to fucking transport all the fucking dead bodies over there? Because Russian had
And sell it as propaganda on both sides, because dead bodies are dead bodies.
Because they still make money off the war. They both make money off the fucking war.
That's a solid point. Yeah.
Okay, actually, you do have a truth.
If I'm crazy enough to fucking think of it, you got to
imagine. Intel scanner, always bringing you guys the truth.
Breaking. No, 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 we never said the truth. No, no, no.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We had
getting closer to the truth.
We're getting truthy. We get truth.
We're getting closer to the truth.
We get truthish.
I'm getting rapey. Watch out.
Truth like hey now.
You're gonna say that. You're gonna say that to our fans when we had a vial of Ebola.
We did, and we sold it to an
unknown that motherfucker. You spilled that unknown hooded man. I was listening to the show. You spilt that motherfucker everywhere.
What? We spilt a little. So what? We sold the rest. It was all right.
None of us are showing symptoms.
We don't have. I
had sniffles. Week one.
We're not contagious.
No fevers.
It takes 21 days. That's 3 weeks.
I had sniffles for like 2 days, and that was it.
No, I feel better than ever.
Violent diarrhea.
I feel better than ever. I had some massive back spasms the other night. You know, like
not any more violent diarrhea than
guys.
Every
I think
other
I
day.
Started my period though. I think I started my period. I'm finally bleeding out of my ass.
Oh, that's
South Park. Yeah,
that's a great symptom? Day.
I'm gonna go hang out with more mature people.
Is that a sign?
Oh, that's right. That was a great one. That was a great one,
guys. You guys haven't started yours yet.
We're so off track.
Well, no, because South Park does kind of tie into it. Because another way of the depopulation agenda is the dumbing down of the fucking country.
True. I mean, through media, retarded. And cartoons and that crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say retarded, and that I can't offend anybody. I'm a fucking mechanic. When I have advanced timing in a car, what do I need to do to it? I need to retard it. Yeah, all right, yeah. So retarding is the opposite of advanced. Get off my nuts.
It can be a mechanical term, actually. It is a mechanical term.
That's where it started from.
Uh-huh. You can put a brake retarder on your, you know, a Jake brake. That's what it's an engine retarder. So you engage the Jake brake, and that engine is retarded.
Retard it.
Bringing them back a notch. You're bringing them back a notch. Is that weed?
No.
So let's get back on depopulation here. Retarded engines and
well,
shit.
Well, what aside. Else? What else is on there?
What else is there? GMO food
arsenal.
Is a good one.
There's an arsenal that they have that they're attacking the human population with, and we're so the radiation,
right?
The GMO foods, chemicals
by
and,
who?
And pesticides on the foods.
Stupid
chemicals in the water.
Farben, BASF,
Monsanto is one of the big ones.
GlaxoSmithKline,
Heinz,
Dow,
Walmart,
Rand Corporation,
Taco Bell,
Conagra,
Carl's Jr.,
Atlantic Technologies.
How many corporations can you name?
All the big ones. I mean, they're all in on it. Yes,
I've been fucking looking into this for so long.
The threads go back. I mean, there is a small. Can you narrow this down to a smaller group that's actually behind all of these corporations?
Unicor.
Oh, like you mean like
Corrections Corporation of America? I mean, there's a hundred.
Like a small corporation behind it. I'm guessing Arby's.
Well, I mean, it goes down to the bankers.
I'm thinking Arby's.
Too. Yeah. We'll get to that in the third segment. So what else is in their arsenal that they're attacking us with?
Arby's is behind it all, though.
Well, chemtrails? Should we talk about chemtrails?
All right. Yeah, sure. There's another one. Poisoning the air. And then we can't even get away from that.
Not only
dump it on us every day, we breathe it in.
You know, though, at the same time that where they spit their exhaust out is not technically called air.
What is it technically called?
The stratosphere or whatever.
Yeah, there's a mixture of chemicals. It's different than air.
Well, then why does
we couldn't live up there.
Why do some planes Some of it dissipates, and other ones hang out forever and turn into these big old wispy clouds.
You're sitting here down on the ground.
Different altitudes, different conditions.
You're sitting down on the ground, and you're telling me that when you look up at a plane, when you look up at a plane, you know exactly how far away it is.
Yes.
You're like,
you can look at two fucking planes.
29,732 feet.
There's planes all day. You can see planes up in the sky at the same elevation. And one spewing fucking shit out that's dissipating right behind it, and another plane spewing shit out, and it stays up there and doesn't go away.
Do you believe in global warming?
They could be 1,000 feet apart and have completely different conditions.
Do you believe in global warming?
Global warming's a good one.
No.
Okay,
gets warmer. I don't know. I could believe in it. Sell it to me.
Let me just say something. If you do not believe in global warming, then how can you believe that chemtrails are real, changing the atmosphere? Because isn't chemtrails changing the atmosphere almost the same thing as global warming?
No. Okay. No.
So how could you not believe in one and believe in the other?
Easily.
I didn't say I didn't believe in it. They're politicians.
There's seed in the clouds, and therefore creating these fucking superstorms, so that way a lot of people die through natural disasters.
Yeah, I've heard that, like Katrina, and the tsunamis like out in Indonesia and
they
stuff.
They do. They have seeded clouds, and they do, but that's not every plane flying over is not seeding the clouds.
No, not every plane.
Well, here's the thing. The whistleblowers have spoken.
You don't think that a little bit out of 7 billion people can change the atmosphere? But a couple of people in some planes can?
With super chemicals,
that doesn't even make
over
sense.
Over a period of like 30 fucking years?
They've been doing this for decades.
Well, they're adding the chemicals to the jet fuel and the manufacturing of the jet fuel. Right. So that's
and
where this shit's coming from into there.
Oh,
the government.
Coming right back.
Clearly the corporate fascist government.
The Rock family.
The Rocks.
Goddamn EPA.
The Rock stars.
They made a committee, I think.
So it's actually in the combustible jet fuel?
Yes.
Rather than separate little canisters.
You can see planes. There's pictures and what they're put on there. I mean, some of them it's in the fuel. Some of them they just have machines that blow it right out. There's open government contracts that Dow and these different corporations have with the Air Force, that they have with the different airline companies to test out different chemicals to do this. I mean, it's not
using humans, using the whole country as guinea pigs.
That should happen on a more regular basis than you actually know. I mean, I worked in a gas refinery. You see this shit, you know, when they start fucking bringing in new fucking tanks and adding new shit to the fucking mixture for a fucking week and pulling out a whole fucking, I don't know, 5,000 gallons of some fucking bullshit and sending it off. I mean, you watch the trucks come and go with it, and it's like, what the? That's some special shit all of a sudden. You know, I mean, they got a couple vials of it in the fucking lab, but it's gone. I mean, it's gone. I mean, they know exactly what the fuck they want, you know?
The really explosive shit.
Oh, yeah. It's scary. It's scary. That's all you smell all fucking day in that motherfucker walking around. It's nothing but gas.
How many more shows do we got till the new year?
Seven.
Eight. Yeah, seven.
Eight. Isn't that crazy? Another year of the Intel scanner.
We're at 1 year right now.
1 year.
Number 45.
This is the year anniversary.
45.
45.
Well, we have a call in.
You're live.
You're on the air.
Talk to me.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Juice.
Oh, what up?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
I just real quick wanted to present an alternate idea on the whole subject
of
like depopulation.
All right.
As a whole.
What's your angle? We want to hear it. What's your angle?
Like, kind of the way that I look at things is more like that they don't care that they're killing stuff. Not so much that they're actually trying to. What do you think about that?
They're sort of just using up. They're just worried about the dollar signs, and if there's collateral damage, they really don't give a shit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the masses have always been expendable.
Well, it's like a scientist. I need all of these prisoners to do my studies on so that I can create a cure for the betterment. So if I test all of you with these chemicals we're doing now, we're trying to create this thing, a utopian world. I can see where they might think that and be deluding themselves. To where they think by killing everyone off now, they're going to create a more utopian world later out of the ashes and rebuild and all this.
Who?
I think
like the time machine.
Who?
Who? What are you, an owl? We'll get to that. We'll get to that, I'm sure. Who is behind that? Who indeed, sir? Who indeed?
That will be fucking... So what else? We have chemtrails, GMOs.
Ebola viruses.
That's a huge part of it, actually.
Stupidification.
The dumbing down.
Stupidification. through this fucking ridiculous education system.
That's a great new word, actually.
Stupidification. I don't think that's a new word.
Do you have anything else you want to add, caller?
No, I just wanted to say, I mean, obviously, I fully agree that all of this stuff is happening. I just seem to think that it's more a matter of making money for all these corporations, and they don't really care who dies in the process.
It's just profit driven.
I could agree with that.
What would you say is the most pressing issue as far as depopulation goes?
Profit driven.
The world hunger.
World hunger.
Good point.
Starving everyone out. They're not
really doing anything about it.
Do you think like that's through government controlling the weather, or just famine, just the way it is, a biblical famine?
Because we have, as humans, we have the technology to take deserts and turn them into lush gardens. Seriously.
Yeah, like
there's some way to irrigate water to these fucking things.
No,
right?
They're doing it in a lot of places.
They're
making
water out of air, dude.
Yeah.
It's politics.
So, I mean, if a place is being suppressed and so bad that they can't even grow anything there, that seems to be deliberate. Someone is doing that deliberately mainly over natural resources and money and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and this dude here is right. I mean, they're not really trying to get rid of everyone. It's just they just don't care that
really a question. Do we think that it's like a vindictive, vicious thing to depopulate, or it's just
We're gonna
pollute and
a
do
side
all
effect
stuff.
Of capitalism.
It's just collateral damage of capitalism.
Is that what you're
right?
saying? Just a side effect of capitalism.
See, that's how it's sold. What I'm hearing, like. That's how it's sold to these people who you know give the orders that everybody's gonna probably die from this, but whatever. Go!
Yes.
It's good to be back tonight here on the Intel Scanner. A Tuesday night.
Lots going on.
There's so much going on. I don't even know what to say right now.
Depopulation agenda in full force.
I would love to interview this certain individual who just surprised us with his presence tonight.
There was a surprise guest
tonight. There was a surprise guest tonight, but he's not like answering any questions. I think he's asking them.
I think he's kind of I think he's on the job.
Yeah. Well, you know, is it illegal to interview and someone when they're on duty? Like
can we, should we ask the officer that just came into our show during our commercial break? And it was, as we were speaking of depopulation, we are down.
We're down. They're dropping like flies.
We are depopulating as we speak.
Man. There's a lot to be said for knowing your rights and stuff. I got to say that.
I wonder if we could interview him.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Like right out through the window here.
Like, hey.
Speaking what'd it be like?
What up, though?
Hey, policia. Policia.
Policia.
No hablé español. What?
He'd be like, shut up. I just heard you guys speaking English.
Ah, Lord. I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, that's freaky. I almost had an anxiety attack.
So as we're going to break, we walk out of the studio here at Atlanta.
In comes Terminator.
And the Terminator was standing at the end. Not like the cool Terminator, like, I would be back. It was the dude that, like, come up out of metal and shit, and he turned, and he wouldn't stop.
Yeah, he had full body armor
shit.
On. He had full body armor.
Body armor.
That was T-2000.
Two guns, all sorts of shit.
The T-2000. That was the T-2.
Officer T-2000 showed up, trying to crash the Intel scanner.
Quite the honor to have the presence of the...
fucker walked all Billings the way down finest, the hall.
Billings' finest, making their presence known.
I wonder how long he stood outside listening.
Apparently keeping the peace and stuff somehow through
their
doings.
So he stood
out
there and waited for us to go to break.
Apparently, because it was perfectly timed like that.
Here's a question, is how peaceful do you feel right now? Because I'm on motherfucking edge.
I am amped up right now, my friend. I feel like there's a frog in my throat and butterflies in my belly and... I feel rabbity right now somehow. I feel rabbity. I want to just...
Is that the correct feeling you should be having when a police officer arrives? It's, oh my, I'm going to go to jail all
Well,
of a
hey, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to fear. Is that true in every police encounter? Huh? Come
I
on. Just,
I got a bad attitude, and I go to jail for some bullshit-ass reasons. I swear to God.
Well, I know my rights. They hate to hear it, but, I mean, you keep asking them, you know, listen... Am I under arrest? So they have to tell you. If you're under arrest, you're going to jail. That's that. If you're not under arrest, now you ask them, am I being detained? Am I detained? Am I being detained for some reason? What am I? What are you doing here? Because, and then, you know, then am I free to go? Then I'm free to go. If I'm not being detained, I'm free to go and I'm leaving.
Boy, you smell like weed. I can swear to God, I smell the weed on you like right now.
I got my medical
marijuana
card.
You better fess up or I'm going to take your ass to jail all goddamn week and ruin your fucking goddamn week in there, boy.
whoa, officer. I have my weed card. I have a medical condition. I'm practically a cripple. Please, what are you, just trying to pick on a cripple here? Come on. I'm an American citizen just like you, brother. Come on, man. How does even people get to treat people that badly? Like, I'm going to ruin your fucking life, man. I mean, who does that? Who wants to do that for a living? Ruin people's lives. That's awesome. Way to go. You know?
Let's get a round of applause.
All right.
Go law enforcement. Yeah.
Go.
Woo!
Yeah. Motherfucker Jones.
And why we're speaking about law enforcement, because somebody else brought this up on a drive back from Lewistown the other night. Taking blood from people. That's... Now, when did law enforcement and anybody that works in law enforcement and these lawyers and judges that approved it, whoever thought it was okay to take blood from people, to hold them down and take blood out of them? Isn't that psychotic?
They can get a warrant and then, yeah, they can
do it right there
to take your goddamn blood.
They don't even need a warrant anymore.
Just hold you down.
They'll
call
strap you down. If you refuse to blow.
Some disgusting nurse will show up and fucking.
They'll strap you to a board and take your blood.
Yep.
Absolutely. I know several people here right in Montana. It's happened to right in Billings. Billings MT.
Yep. And everybody's gone along with it. All these healthcare people go along with it.
Yeah.
The police officers go along with it. The judges and lawyers go along with this.
Who is standing
up? The newspaper goes along with it. The media cocksuckers go along with it.
That's sickening.
Fucking all losers. That's all fucking losers.
That's who's going to survive the depopulation.
They think so.
It is the motherfuckers who just do their goddamn job.
They think so, but those are going to be the first people that fucking get whacked once. That's phase two is killing them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Phase two, get most of the masses. Or phase one, get most of the masses. Phase two, now all the people that helped implement this crazy plan, you get rid of them now.
A Stalinist purge.
Yes.
You got to take out everybody who knows how the organs work. And then you have a bunch of idiots under you.
Yes.
That's exactly, and that's how it always goes.
And how do these healthcare workers, these media fucking pukes, these
talking head fucking cocksuckers,
these police officers, the cops that are where the rubber meets the road for implementing all of this shit a lot of times. Well, also the medical workers and the media people, they're all in. They all do it together. It's a big thing. But the cops are the teeth and claws of this whole thing, though, really. Fill in the prisons, fill in the jails, fill in the probation list.
Talk about a depopulation agenda. The prison system.
Oh, fuck.
If you load up the prison system, you don't have a bunch of men out here fucking breeding. I mean, how can you say that? I mean, we have a gulag system, that's out of line. They kill
each other off inside the fucking prison over fucking bullshit-ass goddamn stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Yeah.
The prison game.
That's where all the mad scientists get their guinea pig experimentees.
Oh, they've been pulling them out of California prisons forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, your dude's
Raytheon has a contract with the California prison system to pull out people.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that just
good old Raytheon.
Awesome.
There's another corporation put on the list.
There's another
one.
But yeah, no, the argument could be made also. I need more prisoners to do these experiments on because we need new medicine to cure all
my
of these
burner
things. We need life extension technology. We need to figure out what's making these people die so that we can figure out what can make people live longer. And that's for the benefit of mankind. Now I need to kill all these prisoners for the benefit
of
mankind.
Yeah, how long can somebody go being fucking tortured? That's, you gotta know, somebody fell victim to that fucking idea sometime in the last...
Oh yeah, thousands of years
50,
ago that
no,
did on
in
that.
In the last like 50 fucking years, somebody fucking ripped somebody's entire fucking toenails and fingernails out just to see how much pain in their
lives. People go do that every day these days.
Oh, yeah.
There's a place right now in Billings, Montana that has a kennel in their basement that's been holding hostages in there for the last 10 years. Since they were little kids, they were kidnapped, and they're sitting in there right now, right in Billings,
Montana.
There
is somewhere. I guarantee you there is.
I'll bet you.
There's some weirdo that has that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's kept it under wraps for a lot of years.
Not to mention anyone that's
probably
in the Freemasons.
That would guarantee.
Well, you'd have access to a lot of different people.
You gotta have a cover. Gotta have a cover that nobody's gonna suspect you ever.
See, if you're gonna kidnap, though, you couldn't kidnap anybody that was.
Guess
like,
what
you
the
knew.
Good cover is
There'd
for
no
that?
Way.
Being a Freemason.
Yeah. if you're in a clique, well,
and all those guys are in that clique, and
if you're
they
connected type clique, yeah.
The Royal Order of Jesters. Of the Shriners.
I know I've said it before here, but our mayor
of the
is a
Fraternal Order of Eagles.
Fucking Master Mason here.
Of the Elks.
Of the Elks Club
of the Freemasons. Of the Scottish Rite.
Of the Knights of Columbus.
Of the Knights of Columbus. There you go. Of Templar.
I'm in the Procrastinators Club. I mean, that's all I'm in. I'm in the Procrastinators Club. Well, I was going to join the Procrastinators Club, but I'll probably do it tomorrow. But
yeah, not today.
So, yeah. Actually, I used to live with this guy who was a Freemason. He was a decent person, you know what I mean? He wasn't no kind of high-level nobody. We went to the Masonic Temple, and we did, like, Sunday cook breakfasts and stuff like that.
Yeah, they do that shit. It's like Wednesday nights. That's when you need to show up.
It's the high-level guys that are doing that, having those sex parties and what. So they couldn't have.
That's the only reason I'd want to join is because
they couldn't find enough hookers and little, you know, 12-year-olds to have their parties with, so they decided just to take over the whole human trafficking trade, and so that they could keep a steady supply.
So, are you saying that the Freemasons are running a human slavery ring here in the United States?
Oh, there's good fucking money.
Is that breaking news here?
Well,
on
I'm
the
saying
scanner?
That it's the Royal Order of Jesters. The Shriners have this sect, the part of the Freemasons, the Royal Order of Jesters, and they are the ones who are in charge of all the criminal activities. As far as the drug trafficking, sex slave trafficking, things of that nature. You know, extortion, gambling. I mean, they're the mob of the Masons. Royal Order of Jesters. Look it up. It's a thing.
Royal Order of the Jesters. I want to look them up. If anybody has any information on the Royal Order of the Jesters, or if you're a member, or if you want to call up and pretend to be a member. Right. The Royal Order of the Jesters. Mm-hmm. Huh. Sounds official.
Cheers. Again. Wow. So, yeah. They handle all the business to keep the flow of hookers
child
and
prostitutes
things,
and
you
drugs
know, I mean, right.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
They have a really big trunk full of hookers, dead hookers, but I mean, whatever.
Well, those don't bring any money in, dead hookers.
Well, it's a wife in a box.
According to...
A wife in a box.
According to Wikipedia, the Royal Order of Jesters is a male fraternal organization allowing only Shriners in good standing to join. Admission by invitation only.
By invitation only.
Oh. Well, there you go.
There you go.
You gotta admit,
it's
anything?
A sect of the Shriners, which is related to the Freemasons. The Shriners and Freemasons are like...
So that's why they're all about helping the children get healthy and everything, because they want to fucking... Yeah, they want to turn them out.
Makes it easy for them to
child
traffic.
We're going down for this.
That's how that goes.
We're going down.
Whereas most Masonic bodies are dedicated to charity, the Royal Order of Jesters is a fun degree with absolutely no serious intent.
Huh.
The motto, mirth is king.
Well, makes them happy when they get to throw these parties and not run out of hookers.
Huh.
That seems legit
the
to
world,
me, huh?
Did the world the royal just order a little jesters. More evil? Uh-huh. Just a little more. I mean,
we need to be like a royal
like,
order.
Like, so you're a dude, you know, you get into the Shriners, you're a Shriner, and now...
And you're partying all the time.
And you're like partying, you're pretty cool, you got a nice new car, it's a convertible, and you're going through this thing, and you got lots of cocaine, and... You know, they're like, hey, you're pretty cool, man. You want to join into the Order of the Jesters? And then you get certain jobs to take care of, things to oversee. You know, you're a manager at that point of party manager. That's what that is. You're the party managers. Huh. And what do they do at their parties, them big, crazy parties? What do they do? We all know what they do. They've been caught before with houses full of hookers and little kids and shit.
I believe
one just got broken up not too long ago.
Not too long ago. We talked about it on the show that when that happened, even.
So they're a wing of the Shriners that are like shrouded in secrecy, huh?
Yes.
Think about that.
That's crazy. Now that's what we do here on the Intel Scanner.
Good stuff.
Crack shit like that. Right on.
No, but
my attention was brought to these this group earlier today by another good friend of mine and researcher.
I'm interested. I want to know more now. This is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just every time I'm watching a little small town parade and you see those fucking Shriners coming around in their bathtubs and shit, spinning around, doing
in the go-karts
and things and their stupid little hats, you start looking at their fucking badges and shit and you see what kind of degrees they are, I suppose, in their fucking order. Is it all, I mean, they wear that shit with fucking pride, you know, all their little badges and shit.
The Shriner badges of honor. We need to become Shriners. We need to find out what that takes. Do you have to be like donate a certain amount of money?
I know to become.
And we'll just start going to their parties and fucking woo.
Even to become
maybe
a Mason,
we can get an invite.
You gotta be recommended by two to become a Mason.
So mm-hmm. Do shots with a bunch of them. I want to become a Shriner. That sounds interesting because you can see how it is. It's just a front. And like, oh, we help the children and blah, blah. Who knows what the fuck these assholes are up to? You know what I mean? You just need a real solid front. We're helping.
Hiding fucking plain
sight. All for the children. It's all for the babies. We're here to just save the future. When really, you're just destroying it. Huh.
All for the fucking love of fucking money.
All for the love of whatever, you know. Of
no, it's all about money. That's all they give a fuck about. They don't give a fuck about anything else. It's all about money. Every time somebody is fucking giving a shit ton of money to a fucking charity, even if they're on a stupid fucking game show and they win the money and they're going to give it to charity, they get to write that shit off on their fucking taxes and they get more money back.
Well, yeah.
I like money.
I like turtles.
So everyone's gone. All the crew that showed up, the SWAT team that was here earlier.
Everybody's
gone.
We did have there was a bunch of people here. We had.
Yeah, fucking homies just fucking piled in here. Like fucking.
Oh, yeah, my homies showed up.
That was fucking awesome.
They had some shit they was going
to
say.
The show was about to get fucking rocking. We were about to have a second segment that was going to be on fire.
It was.
Boy.
Fuck the cold.
It's been so good so far.
Yeah.
So far,
oh,
so
no,
good.
It's been rad. It's
But that's crazy. Everybody's gone. Yeah. The mama car with the parents called the police on their son somehow.
And my motherfucking lighter. Reason. My motherfucking
lighter. I hate
lighter.
When my mama call the police on me, man.
Yeah, dude, I hate to say it, buddy, man. You know, you're cool as fuck, dude, but your mom called the goddamn police on you, man.
That sucks for you, bro.
Oh, man.
Right? You damn near wrecked our little thing, man. Call right?
We don't like that kind of attention here.
I mean, what if the NSA showed up? That would be cool. Yeah, cooler than that.
He wouldn't have a whole lot of jurisdiction. But that guy, he could fuck our man up and our day of tomorrow. Because, no, dude, we were going to court for like 2 days.
He about mouthed off and got really rude.
I about mouthed off.
He was about fucking there.
He asked me, he said, you know, I was like, who are you looking for? He said, dude, and I was like, I don't know. And then
I turned around and then
dude said,
off.
Here I am.
That's what he asked me. You know? He was like, so are you him? I was like, no. He's like, do you know where he's at? And I was like,
I'm hot.
I'm looking around. That's exactly what I was. And I walked past him, Jim? And he looked at me for a second. And then he turned around slow and then started talking to you guys. Like,
that's what I was like, no. He said, dude. And I was like,
and I'm looking at Glenn,
I don't know.
If you're going to run or whatever you're going to do, I guess do it now, bud.
He should have bailed when the dude's back was turned. He should have been right out the door.
He could have taken him down, I think, before he got to his fucking radio. I'm just saying.
He had too much weight. He had all that body armor on. I could have got away from that dude. He was all fat and donut.
Body armor on his nuts, man.
Dude had a big old donut fucking box of donuts.
Just to whip him up. Motherfucker, fucking pepper spray him. Oh man, oh, I swear to God, if I ever went fucking nuts,
dude, you have dreams about beating cops up and shit, don't you?
Too much Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. You should see him play some Grand Theft Auto. Killing it.
I was gonna say, man, I mean, if I ever lost my fucking mind and decided to fucking
go Grand Theft Auto,
here's some depopulation agenda for you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
go easy on this for me.
Yeah, to go fucking Grand Theft Auto. Oh my God, I would be one sadistic fuck. Oh my God, I'm fucking horrible. It's horrible. I'm not even fazed by it. I was so deep.
See, you're the dude that I need to carry a gun to protect myself against. I'm thinking.
There's
a crazy guy shooting people in the library. Oh, I got him! Bang! Yeah, all right, everyone. Yeah. It's good. Everyone, we're
watch
good.
Out, motherfuckers. Make sure I keep my fucking medicine in fucking tact, because if I get angry, I'm gonna Hulk out like a son of a bitch.
Right.
I'm just suicide by death. I'm fed up with shit, man. It's stupid motherfuckers that don't use their fucking turn signals, right?
Right.
You know?
You know, I mean, hey, I use my turn signals when I want to. Should we have to use them? I don't know. It should be more merely a guideline, a show of respect and stuff for your other fellow drivers, but I don't think it should be mandatory.
It's a matter of courtesy.
You know what I mean? It is a thing of courtesy, of course, but... Now, where do you draw the line between social responsibility and mandatory obligation by law under penalty of law?
Where does it all end?
There's a line between
when it affects others. You know, your turn signal affects others because I need to know that you're fucking churning, so I know what the fuck you're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you slam on your fucking brakes all of a sudden, you know, I need to know if there's something in the fucking road. Did you just hit a fucking kid? What the fuck? You know?
Oh, well, yeah, right. I mean, what if my blinker don't work and shit, man? I mean...
Oh, hand signal.
Now I should have
stick your hand out the window.
I can do that.
And see, that's another fucking addition to the depopulation thing is that, you know, people, there used to be a time when mechanic shops were very few and far in between. You only saw them on fucking like major fucking roads and shit where people were driving long fucking ways. But mostly in small towns and shit, there was very few of them because everybody knew how to fix their own shit. And it's getting to a point where that shit's just not taught anymore. You're taught more
to make money and just take it to somebody that can fix it for you.
You're taught how to fucking work. That's it. You're taught how to just get a job. You know, I mean, if you want to learn how to work on cars, you can go to school. You can make a career out of that shit. But also at the same, I mean, if you
career
don't...
Career doesn't mean what it used to mean. I mean, a career as a mechanic You're not going to retire with a nice house.
That's
and
a losing
pension
fucking career.
And all
that's
that
a
shit.
Losing
Unless
fucking
you,
career.
You know, own your own shop and hire a bunch of people to work for you to
or
get their
sell
foot
all,
in the door.
Sell all your fucking tools because you got to buy a fucking $200,000 in tools.
If you invest in that much tools over a lifetime and then sell them all at the end, by the time you go to sell them, they're all going to be obsolete because that's how they fucking do the shit. You know.
Well, you can see that this country, like, it's all about pimping the $10 an hour laborists.
Right.
That's what our whole entire economy has moved into.
Ross Perot said it, like, pimping when he was running for whatever, that a bunch of things were merged between Canada and the U.S. back in those days of Ross Perot running for office, you know, 10 years ago or something.
20 years ago, think about it, buddy.
20 years ago.
He had
probably,
super sweet
fuck,
ears.
Whatever. He had awesome ears.
Super
yeah, Ross
sweet hairdo.
Perot
he had the super
yeah.
sweet hairdo and ears.
So he said he then, even, he was like, listen.
He's like the white Obama.
The most the average wage in Canada is $30 an hour. Average wage in the U.S. is $15 an hour. We merge these two. We do this trade deal, and the Canadian wage is going to go way down to more like $12-$15 an hour. The American wage then is going to go down to like $7-$8 an hour.
Mexico's going to go up to like $6
like
an hour.
$1.50
straight balls
an hour. Yo, Mexico's like $1.50 an hour, something like that. I just seen that, this earlier. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, look that up, and so. Now, with this North American Union combined with the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's letting China take over a lot of the trade, we're giving over all of our, we're undermining our own economy. We're not doing it as a people, but our people that are in charge of all these money,
because we're
bankers,
the expendable masses,
who put their little stooge in each office of our government. Are doing everything to make
you
it
you saw
like
the
that.
Fucking ads on fucking TV so, for mean, the last fucking goddamn 2 fucking months in this fucking town. They're always talking about, oh, this fucking dude's got fucking donors from out of state and shit. It's all these motherfuckers from out of state. It doesn't ever say who, but you know who the fuck it is at the end of the fucking day. It's the same people that fucking fund every other campaign yep. and every other motherfucking state and shit. All it's two fucking sides trying to get their fucking pawns in fucking office and shit so that way they can get fucking the laws passed and shit to better fucking regulate their fucking goddamn businesses and shit so they can maximize the most amount of fucking profit, pay the least
corporates
amount of fucking taxes.
Corporations want a monopoly on what they do. They yep. want the monopoly. I mean,
competition is a sin.
Competition is a sin. Oh, so saith the father.
So saith
the father
the
Rockefeller.
Lord
Rockefeller.
Lord Rockefeller.
Yeah, Rockefeller's whole fucking gas company.
Lord
they,
Rockefeller.
You know, it was a big old fucking deal. What was that? What was that back
Savior.
In like the fucking 30s and shit? When Rockefeller had to fucking go to court to split up fucking
Standard Oil.
Oh yeah, to
split
up the
into
monopoly.
Seven
oh,
different
it was
companies.
Great.
All right, here, here's yeah. the fucking deal. Here's a fucking deal. Five out of those seven companies have now merged back. You know?
Yeah. So oh, well, we know it's funny. Standard Oil, stat man, you should have this look up real quick. Standard Oil was broken up into a couple companies maybe you heard of. Exxon, Mobil, BP. Oh. It's like the five fucking major corporations. Chevron.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Amco. It's Sunoco. It's all this. It's the same fucking. Yeah. It's all the big corporations.
It's like, huh? What the fuck?
It's oh, that's weird. Like.
Right.
The biggest oil company broke up into a bunch of other companies, and they own
it's
all
not
of oil.
Exxon
and they
and
still own it.
They still own it all.
Split into 34 companies.
Oh, okay. Ooh, here we go. Hey, well, get off my nuts.
and they're all still flourishing.
Two of them were. Let's see. There was
Cheers.
There was Jersey Standard, which eventually became Exxon, and then Socani. Standard Oil Company
yeah,
of
New
York.
York,
which eventually became
there
Mobil.
Was a bunch of SoCos.
And of course, Standard Oil of California became Chevron.
Oh,
so pretty much every big oil company is what Standard Oil was. And they ended up making more money.
So you
money.
Can't be called Standard anymore.
And obviously,
you're going to have to make up like five or six names.
Obviously,
to call
Exxon
company
and
now.
Mobil have rejoined their Exxon Mobil.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they buy out. They bought out like Sinclair. I thought.
Well, they already owned it, so I'm sure it was just like.
Well,
it was.
Yeah,
it was
just
a way to make $100 billion.
It was just.
Or something.
Let's just give them a bonus. All right.
I mean. Hey Tommy, what you bringing in on the East Coast? Yeah, we're bringing in pretty good up us. Yeah, we got the West Coast too. So hey. why don't we just take both the East Coast and the West Coast and we'll put them together, right?
Yeah, you can bring your fucking office over here.
And then we'll say we had a big loss, you know, and we'll have me get a subsidy from the government.
All the investors will bump in a bunch of money.
Get rid of all the high-paid middle fucking employees.
And you know Bob in accounting? Fuck Bob, dude. Right.
Standard Oil.
So wow, you want to see my rape dungeon?
Like, do I?
I got five fresh bitches from fucking Thailand, dude. Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah.
Three boys and a girl. What the fuck?
I mean,
yeah. There's a good old a classic picture of Teddy Roosevelt, and he's trying to fight the Standard Oil snake, and it has Teddy Roosevelt in a diaper. Yeah. Well, we're gonna go to break here in a moment, but it's Teddy Roosevelt in a diaper. And he's trying to fight this snake, and it has a bunch of heads on it. And one head's like John D., and the other head's fucking, you know,
like J.P. Morgan or something.
J.P. Morgan, and the other banker, Warburg. And there was nothing Teddy Roosevelt could do. I mean,
yeah, he was against them all. And then who was the president?
Hey, that's a good one.
Teddy?
I want that.
I wanted a poster.
I want that tattooed on me and shit.
That's like a forearm tattoo. That's something tattoo. Solid. Put it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. There's one like a big old fucking octopus, and it's got the fucking Treasury, Capitol Building, and the White House all in one fucking arm and shit. And then it's got the fucking workers and the home and the fucking factory and the fucking little storefront business all wrapped up and shit and speeding itself.
Anyways, I just want freedom. I want my kids to grow up in a good world, to have grandkids and great grandkids, and my line to go on and us to continue. I want to have property rights. I want to have the right to defend myself. I want to have the right to say what the fuck I want. I want to have the right to be free. As long as you don't hurt anyone, kill anyone, or damage anyone's property, do whatever you want. Yes.
I want gay guys and dykes to be able to protect their pot plants with guns.
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, I'm not against that. Fuck. Do what you want, gay people. I mean, fuck. There's not that many of you,
actually. I don't mean to say
dykes.
I just don't like saying
whatever.
Lesbians.
All you
fags, but you flaming faggots, you calm me down. I'm not digging the whole super flamboyant
thing. All you dykes and fags, do whatever you want. There's not that many of you. If all of you got together... And all of us
you
can
kill all the straight people, do it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. One of you are all bound to have a kid between each other.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, a bunch of gay people. You watch. You put a bunch of fucking quote-unquote married gay couples on an island.
They will start fucking breeding.
They will breed.
There will be gay.
Yeah, they'll
break.
Be fucking going.
Did you hear that?
Real fucking. Men and women fucking.
Did you hear that Putin just tore down a statue of Steve Jobs? Because the new CEO, Tim Cook, came out gay this week.
I don't know if it was a statue of Steve Jobs. It was
something.
It was like a big mobile phone statue.
Like
it was
little monument.
It was
a small monument.
Icon to fucking Apple for everything they had to accomplish and communicate.
I read it was something about Steve Jobs.
They put Steve Jobs in everything just because his name shows up trending.
It was
all the time.
Illegal.
So people jack off to him.
It was illegal in Russia. It was illegal in Russia. Up until 1993, punishable 5 years hard labor for being gay. If you were found out being gay, 5 years hard labor. 1993.
Well, remember
that
ban?
5 years hard labor.
That fucking pussy.
And their hard labor isn't like American federal prison. It's actual.
Some Russian fucking chick dyke punk band.
Oh yeah, Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
They did like 5 fucking years. No,
they got out. They did like
a year and a half or something. Because
the one chick went to the Olympics and got beat up. Did you see that video?
Oh yeah.
She was there. They got beat up by the cops. She's pretty cute too.
It's like, dude, why? I mean, they're hot.
And they just some musicians.
The one real mouthy one is.
Whatever.
Sure.
It's not
they're
like you're going to fuck them.
They're
though.
Artists. They're musicians. They make music. Why are they locked up for what
no,
they're saying?
No,
you know what I mean?
No. They went to a church and were like banging extreme. Themselves with crosses in front of people and shit.
Oh, that's
they get fucking...
Yeah. And
hardcore.
Ooh, good times.
In America, that's a YouTube video. In Russia, you go to prison. I mean,
trying to express themselves. That's all.
So we got about 24 minutes left, or you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Come back right. And
some local music.
We'll be right back. nothing. I guess according to these steps, I have to do this. Right, right?
Everything is gonna be okay. I'm gonna be right here with you We are in this together.
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 We are in this together, people.
Everything's going to be okay.
I'm in Everything. There like swimwear, right up your ass crack.
Well, what's really going to happen is you're going to close your eyes for a little while and fade off into some dreamland. You may or may not wake up.
Slowly count backwards from 1,000.
Well, we've gone over a lot of things here for Depopulation Agenda. Boy.
All the whole arsenal, their GMOs, arsenal of attack.
Viruses, the prison system.
So I guess I'll take this time now. I want to say the human mind, the human being as a species, is not geared, not wired to recognize an attack that isn't like the battalion on the hill. The warring tribe next door is attacking us now. I mean, that's an obvious attack. That's what we're wired to defend ourselves against. This sort of attack is a slow kill attack, a soft kill.
Well, some parts of it are.
A lot of it is. I mean, a lot of it is. It's like...
It's a many-pronged attack.
The frog in the pot analogy, you know what I mean? You put a frog in a pot of cold water and turn the heat up 1 degree at a time, and the frog will sit there in the pot until it boils to death. If you turn it all up at once and try and throw them in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump out.
Occasionally, you can kick it 5 degrees at once instead of...
You know, a little more, a little more. Kick it up. They just take it until they die. So that's the whole thing. Like an anthill. You put a poison in an anthill that kills right away as soon as you eat it. The ants will expel it from their hill. But if you put it in there that now you eat it and you don't get sick, but your kids come out a little fucked up, and then those kids that those kids have are sterile.
Well, first,
and so the whole anthill dies. That's a real thing.
First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me.
No one left to stand with
you.
We hang together, or we will all hang separately.
I've said who they're coming with on that same saying. They're going to come for the homeless first, then the drug addicts, then the gun owners. That's who I say is going to be
definitely
in that order.
They're gun owners.
Homeless are easy.
Libertarians.
They're already getting homeless.
Constitutionalists.
The drug addicts, they're already crushing. I mean, that's...
Well, they're killing themselves, too, on top of it. I mean, dude from fucking Static X.
Well, there's another part of the arm of the depopulation agenda. They take these drugs are being guarded by
pharmaceutical
the American
companies. Got into the fucking pharmaceutical
United States military industrial complex. Already took over the cocaine industry way long time ago. Took over the heroin thing just
long
recently with Afghanistan. Now we 90% of the heroin is from Afghanistan now. Yay. And we guard that and ship it in. So, I mean, it's distributed to American kids in every school across the country. So that's a whole other thing, a giant distraction to dumb people down and make them weaker.
The
weakening of our society, little by little, incrementally. Who's doing all this? All these corporations that want a bunch of dumb people just to buy their products and do the little job, smart enough to do the job, but not smart enough to question what they're doing, to have a bunch of easily compartmentalized masses. Compartmentalize the masses.
Well, yeah. It's don't give them time to think about anything else. Keep them just
struggling for everyday life.
Yeah, with fucking paying the bills and fucking what to make for fucking dinner and this American fucking schedule of life that I'm set to live by with every fucking day. I mean, if you ever just sit down and just watch TV from fucking 5 o'clock in the morning until fucking midnight, you know what I mean? And you just kind of put yourself in the mindset of who the target audience is. It is just such ridiculous nonsense from point A to fucking point fucking B. And that's, you know, that's one of the biggest fucking... perpetrators of
is the bullshit media.
Yeah, they want to keep you busy. The media is
imperialist corporate entertainment.
Going to tell you you got to keep up with the Joneses. You know,
yeah, exactly. It's what's on TV.
Got to get a new car.
When you're watching shows on TV and you're seeing how this
diamond earrings
make believe family is going about their little fucking problems about fucking bullying and shit and
it's
how
all
they're dealing with it.
And that's all
it is. They're trying.
It's called programming.
They're trying.
It is. It's called programming.
For a reason. You how to act.
Come play the lottery.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can't afford your food, but come play the lottery.
Buy $400 pairs of Air Jordans and fucking.
Oh gosh. Yeah, now how
get
what
an
kind
iPhone.
Of Now, that brings me to be the people behind this. Because who really wants that for humanity? Are humans doing this? What human would want such devastation and destruction for his fellow human beings, for a brother?
Somebody whose family
also,
goes
on the same note, this plan has been carried out for... I'm going to say at least the past couple hundred years. Doubtless. It's been an agenda that's been carried out and furthered through generation, a multi-generational plan being implemented.
The League of Shadows.
Even the mob can't get multi-generations to follow through with the freaking plan. Leading me to believe, to my next point, who is behind all of these families. And that brings us to a more spiritual
Some really old guy, some aliens,
or demon agenda that is right. Yeah, this old demon that wants
some old demons. Like, you think it all comes down to one person? I don't know.
Not one person. No, it was original. It was original tribal leaders. You know, I mean, original.
There's still a commission.
Well, there's the Bilderbergs.
That's getting pretty.
It comes
closer
down
to the source.
To us being good citizens, minding our own business.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, right.
That's why corporations are so successful. Because no matter how big they get, it always comes down to a commission. And there's a CEO that's the face of the corporation, but then there's like the 10-member, 15-member commission. And that's why they're so successful, because of that.
The corporation
itself.
That's
how the presidency works.
The
president, CEO.
It was born so it could outlive the people that were in it.
Exactly. The corporation itself is recognized as its own person. I mean, you can give a corporation a tax ID number, and all of a sudden you have a person
that lives for 400
years,
correct?
And so when the corporation fucks up and somebody decides to assume it's the corporation, the guy that gets sued.
See, now the corporation is the spirit.
Right, you bring up a good point.
The demon.
That is where it started, was so that we could sue the corporation without suing the people individually. That's where they first got their, quote, personhood.
Who the fuck thought of that?
Well, that's a good one.
Very rich, very greedy people.
That would be a very key fucking ideal plan to my evil plan to take over the world.
I gave a bunch of orders, a bunch of people died, but it wasn't me, it was the corporation, man.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault.
I have
shareholders to answer to.
My
hands are tied.
Corporations are obligated to make money for their shareholders.
I'm just doing my job.
It's a Mexican standoff for fuck. It's a triangle.
It's an upside down triangle.
It's not my fault you're poor. Why don't you do your job?
The pyramid is upside down, though, I'm saying.
Yeah, but it always points back to the fucking... The rich and the fucking elite.
So it's just greed. It's just money that these people want. If that was the case, the parasite.
Money.
So they're like cancer, and they would just eat the body until it's dead, and then now there's nowhere to live anymore, even because the cancer ate the body died, the cancer dies with the body. So these people are that smart that they know this. They're throwing viruses and poisons and chemicals into all of our environment. They catch blowback from this as their kids get this blowback from they breathe our
air.
Keep
them separate.
They eat different food. They filter their water. They do all these precautions.
These people have stopped breeding. These people have like the chemicals and the power to just stay alive. They don't care.
You think so? They got life extension technology. They'll live forever.
Yes.
I know they want, they think they can upload their consciousness into machinery avatars and live forever.
I don't think so. They're not there yet, but you're right.
That's what they're going for.
They're not breeding. They see clearly how fucked up they've made this place, and they don't want any kids of their own to...
Breeders versus futurists. You'll see.
No, I think they're saving their fucking breeding for fucking later, you know? They're...
Like on the last days, and they're like, all right, send out the Marine Corps to kidnap all these attractive women.
These are
my type. And then they'll send out the fucking...
No, why wouldn't you just clone yourself and have a million more yous?
Exactly.
Like Mr. Anderson?
You know. Right?
And so that's...
That's what the computer did. That's what the computer did, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're all working towards the eventual extermination of us all.
I'm not working towards that.
But I want to say, you brought up a really good point about... It seems like there has been an agenda for a long time. And the mafia can't even get it together for more than three or four generations.
Mm-mm.
But for some reason, there is something that has fueled for several hundred years, fueled like absolute evil. Now, I don't know if that's like the banking. How do you...
capitalism.
Bankers. Yeah, the banking system.
Capitalism plays into greed, and we all have a little bit of greed in us.
That's where the demons hide. So, I mean, it would have to be you to put a name, to put a face on.
Capitalism says greed is okay.
At all costs. At any price.
By any means necessary.
By any means. By whatever you have to do.
Well, the end justifies the means for always.
So as we wrap up here, so is the depopulation agenda, is it a malicious, specific, targeted? Or is it really just truly collateral damage of capitalism?
I'd say it's, my vote's collateral damage.
Collateral damage?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that, yeah.
Oh, I think they're doing this
maliciously?
This is maliciously on purpose.
I'm going to have to say maliciously on purpose as well.
And no one said eugenics tonight, but these people are eugenicists.
I'm a part eugenicist.
Partly, and there's some good stuff with that. But real eugenics is weeding out the weak and culling the herd and to the advancement and making only beautiful people breed and smart people. So,
well, we're gonna.
But what these people want to do is dumb everyone down.
So can we go overtime?
We love you all. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning
this
in.
This is the best
You're great.
Fucking show
we're staying
ever.
Overtime. Stay tuned. Okay, so here we are going overtime.
It's not broadcasting, but we're recording.
We are overtime.
Okay. Well, overdrive. Here we are overtime. So finish your thought on that.
So, yeah, okay. Where was I going with that again? I totally lost track.
I'm frightened.
Eugenicists.
Oh, yeah, they're eugenicists. And so now what, right. So what they, true eugenics would like to propagate the species and only empower the greatest and
like the Greeks, like the
better
Greeks of
attributes.
Old times.
Yes.
Yeah, stupid.
They had a republic that standard for
stupid
over
people just get
years.
Killed, and if you're okay. Deformed, you just get killed. If you know, culled from the herd, kind of thing.
Like
to only
of,
have
like
the
at
best.
The beginning of 300.
Yeah. Well, yes.
There was any deformity.
Any deformity.
The baby
throw
would
it
be
over
thrown
the
into the fire.
Yes. And so that's true eugenics there. But what these people want to do is create all of these malformities in everyone, so that everyone will self-loathe and now they can control them. These people are inbred weirdos anyway.
Yes, as happens with all royalty, all oligarchies, it always descends into weird inbred fucking bullshit.
And so they have such a malicious hate against humanity.
I mean, read Machiavelli. Machiavelli will tell you all this.
That they do want to kill everyone.
No, but I told you about this fucking, this one bloodline that has done such incest fucking breeding that they've developed that fucking chin that fucking sticks out. And you always see it on fucking children cartoons and shit.
Jay Leno. Like Jay Leno's
No,
talking.
No. You know, he's just got a long... No, like their whole bottom jaw sticks out. And they got like a massive lower overbite. You know what I mean? Like that.
Underbite?
But maybe it is an underbite. But no, you see it on like children's cartoons and shit when you have like the rich kid and shit, or like, you know, like his rich little fucking his dad or whatever, and they got this, you know, this specific fucking jawline and specific
that's a trait of inbreeding.
Yeah, and they've done it so much that their bloodline is the only ones on the earth that have it anymore, is because it's been bred out everywhere else. They're the only people that have it.
And that's why they all talk like this.
Yes. Exactly.
Stiffed and hollow.
Oh, you're right. Now I know
that
what you're
talking
about.
That is why they talk like
Sometimes
this. Because
do.
That
oh.
bottom jaw sticks out so yes. far.
Yes.
Like thirsted, yes.
That is why they talk like this.
I love that voice. I love talking like that.
So do I.
It's very soothing.
We're going out on the golf course, shall we? You know, catch a couple of rounds, chap.
Sounds fun, bud.
Oh, chap, would you like to join us?
I need me a bag-carrying young man, yes.
Don't you just feel richer talking?
I do. I feel better about myself, actually.
That's just fun to do that, actually.
We need to do like a whole show like that.
Yeah, see,
like,
it's programmed in your fucking brain, so you know to recognize that shit as something better than
as,
fucking
as
you.
As better than you. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
That's
Jim, pretty good
fucking,
shit,
you
bro.
You bring
that's
some
good
rad shit,
shit man.
To the
yeah.
show, man. Sorry for saying your name. You bring some fucking rad points to the show, I have to say.
That is a good
well,
one.
Well, that's a good one. I almost just
very
want to...
Well done.
Very well
I'm just going to finish the show talking like this, so. I don't know.
Kind of giving me a fucking boner. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
You know,
okay, well, then I'll go back to talking fucking.
Thank you. See?
We don't need men getting
works
boners
every
on the
fucking
scanner.
Time.
Well,
if
I'd
you ever
like
want
to quote Prince Charles right
whatever
now.
You, whatever you want to stop, Like, it's a blank line. Okay, it's giving me a boner. Like, that's like...
officer, you're giving me a boner.
Whatever you want, like, to stop immediately.
Someone's doing, hey, bro, and you want them to stop it.
That song you're singing, bro, is giving me a boner. Like, is it?
Well, not singing it anymore, like, yeah, then.
Like, wow.
Wow, that's solid. Yeah.
But I would like to quote Prince Charles in saying that, when I die, I would like to be, and if there is reincarnation, I would like to be reincarnated as a deadly virus so that I can eradicate the humans from this earth because they are just a parasite on this earth.
Why doesn't he fucking eradicate himself? Like, he eradicated his wife.
There's still a British royal family.
They are a virus. They're a fucking bunch of worthless royal cocksuckers. Every one of you. House of Windsor, blow me. Seriously. Here we are, Intel Scanner.
Yankee.
We don't have to go that far back into this overtime, do we?
No, we're done. All right,
that's somebody else's depopulation. Is the fucking British royal family?
Well, I just quoted that. Prince Charles want to get reincarnated as a virus.
Himself?
To depopulate the earth.
The incest agenda.
Right. The incest agenda.
Man, that bitch is fine as fuck. I didn't fucking
know. The Huxleys, the Darwins, all them guys thought that they could breed an Ubermensch, a super species, if they just kept all their genetics in with each other.
Bubble.
And it turned into a bunch of fucking inbred retards.
Yeah. Like Machiavelli said, always happens. Right, yeah. Right.
So, I mean, and this is 100 years later, and they're still fucking inbred and retarded. And trying to run the world with all this money, still got that much money.
Syphilis ridden.
Syphilitic brains. I know.
Syphilitic fucking plague brains.
I want to name a band that, really. Syphilitic plague brains.
The syphilitic plague brains. We have a copyright on that.
Yeah, there it is. We coined it here tonight on the Intel Scanner.
Syphilitic plague brains.
In overdrive.
You better put out some solid music. You better put out some fucking solid
with
music.
With a sore throat.
Right?
Yeah.
And the lyrics have to be just
has
maniacal.
To be with a sore throat. Maniacal. I just got that.
I can't really sing good because my throat is sore right now. Syphilitic brain brains.
That'd be like a punk band. That'd have to be a fucking
special guest singer coming just all fucked up.
With special guest, drunk ass bitch. Because I love it when she gets on stage and tries
that's
to sing and shit.
Yeah. Fucking herself with a fucking Jack Daniels bottle.
You're
a
member of the band. Fuck this bitch. Sorry.
These drunk bitches knocked the whole fucking turntables and the fucking drum set over a couple weeks ago at
really?
Jam night. Yeah. Was this
on purpose?
No, they were just wasted on fucking these two girls, a little lesbian girl, really cute, and this other, lesbians. Like, intellectual librarian looking girl. Both of them hot as fuck up on their singing, nam, 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 while we're jamming. And then it's like, it's the end of the night, and they're still up there just screaming in the fucking microphone. And no one's even playing music anymore. And they're just like, blah, 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 in the microphone. And they're like stumbling around on stage. And then, like, the one girl trips over something and fucking.
Yeah, you should have done like a Van Damme sweep.
Both of them fell into the fucking turntable set up and knocked them way down off the stage onto the floor. Broke the turntables.
God damn. Oh,
really? Yeah.
Bitches. Fuck. Damn.
Knocked cymbals over, knocked the fucking drum set over a little bit.
If she breaks my turntable, she's better be fucking three times.
Bitch, you know, this is gonna be some pussy and some ass, bitch.
I haven't seen either of these bitches back in the place since then, actually.
I better be able to get a booty call at fucking 3:45 in the morning after my fucking Denny's run.
I better get like a 4-day fling or something. That's fucking...
But on the upside of this,
my fucking
so the little cute lesbian one, after this all happened, she knocked the thing. The lesbian one tripped, knocked the turntables over. They broke. She later on, like 20 minutes later, after we're like, what the fuck? And she's out in the parking lot and I'm like loading equipment. And she was with this girl, her friend was probably 250 pounds, a big girl, pretty face, cute, man, except she was 250 pounds. And she was like, and the big girl was like, grab that little lesbian girl and slammed her up against the car like, bitch, you get in the fucking car right now or I'm calling the police on you. And the girl like laid on the ground and fucking was like, man, I'm wasted, fuck. And the girl like grabbed her up and threw her up, her face up against the tire of the car. Face planted her right into the side of the car, man. And then the girl like was like,
why didn't you start
started crying and fucking I know, right?
Dude,
I didn't have my camera with me at the time, for fuck's sakes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you need a GoPro.
I need to run around with those just strapped to me.
Yes, all the time.
Like
Google Glass.
We all need one.
No, I would totally wear Google Glass. Yeah, can we get a free set? Just record everything that I do, always.
Yeah, because I jack off a lot.
I mean,
be like, that's like 18-25% of my day.
Oh my god! Yes, me too.
Be like, people would be clicking into your Google Ads, be like, jacking off again, man.
Crazy!
Come on,
I can't even come from like, masturbating. Dude, get a job. I don't know how you even do that. I have to have assistance to even get off. And normally the bitch has to be crying and like taped up and shit.
Oh, dude, I got that shit on my phone.
She's got to be
you
like,
also
crying and taped up for me to even come. I don't know what it is.
No, I feel your pain.
Those Russian start a support group. Gang rapes are the best.
Well, we're wrapping it up, right?
Here we go. On that note,
overtime. Thank Intel God Scanner, thank you for checking for us out.
It's been fun.